Good morning, everybody. Today is the 12th of November. You're listening to Engaging Walk. I'm your host, Drake, and today we're going to be talking a lot about chemistry. What is chemistry? What determines it? What does chemistry feel like? Why is it so important? All of that and more. So it's been a week since there was this huge and really important election here in the United States. It was about a week ago. And but before the election, before all this other stuff that happened, we kind of went a little off course with doing a couple of episodes about like motherhood. Ruby was on that episode, which is great. So for you guys that are tuning in for the first time, this is Engaging Walk Podcast. We talk a lot about relationships, marriage, dating, and family. So Ruby and I had a baby earlier this year, and Ruby's my wife. Normally she's on the podcast, but with the baby, with the schedule of a military family, like trying to keep up with our schedule, trying to keep up with sleep, it's difficult for her and also for me to do the podcast. But we're making an effort to do it weekly, and I think that we're going to be able to do that, at least bi-weekly. But we're happy to be with you guys today. And for those of you who have been with us, we thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into Engaging Walk. Of course, we are always going to make much more of an effort to make this a regular podcast every week, sometimes twice a week. But, of course, our schedule has changed quite dramatically with a newborn. And so we appreciate you guys' patience, and we appreciate your loyalty. All right, so without further ado, let's get into the content for today and for this week, which is chemistry. So chemistry, what is it? Why is it important? So this is within the series that we're talking about, the five C's of connection. And first we talked about compatibility. And if you haven't seen that episode or if you haven't listened to that one, go back and check it out. And the next one that we're going to be talking about right now is chemistry. Chemistry is kind of like a little bit hard to define, but it's one of those things that you know it when you see it and you know it when you feel it, that you have chemistry. And this can, I think, be broken down into a couple of different areas. One, of course, is sexual chemistry. Another will be quasi-compatibility, but it's more of an electric kind of instant connection that you feel with that other person. And it can be very difficult to quantify what that is, but it is actually really important for the development of a relationship. So you have that sexual chemistry, you have that like attractiveness of chemistry that you both sort of like vibe together, for lack of a better word. But you also have a chemistry in terms of values, that you have the same value set, that you're able to converse and you're able to talk about things that interest you and meet in a communication, that you're able to meet in like a communication point of view, that you're able to communicate with each other, that you're able to talk and you're able to get your ideas out. And you have chemistry in that regard, that the conversation flows. You always have things to talk about. And the best way to sort of like think about this, I think, is in the abstract of a relationship, or separate from a relationship, if you will, and think about a friend and think about what it was like when you started developing friends, when you started having friends for the first time. For me, I go back to the time that I was young, and I think this is probably, you know, the same for a lot of people, that I remember being in kindergarten and having, you know, going to the kindergarten classroom and finding a kid that played with blocks. And I was like, hey, man, I like to play with blocks. This kid's playing with the blocks. Do you want to be friends? I remember asking him. His name is Derek. Great guy. Great kid. I don't know how he is as a man, but anyways. I was like, hey, I really like playing with blocks. You want to play? And he was like, hey. So we started playing, and we were playing for a little bit, having fun. And then he was like, do you want to be my friend? And I was like, sure. So we became friends. And then he was like, do you want to be my best friend? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So I became his best friend, and I went over to his house. We'd play with the tire swing. We'd play in the backyard, play with sticks. This is like circa 1991, like 1990, you know. So we're getting along. We have basic little kid things in common. We like to play like the same kind of sports. We like to play the same kind, do the same kind of activities, and we just vibe. We get to we get along together. We have chemistry. We have friendship chemistry, and that you can't fake. And I know like a lot of you out there have had like people that like, you know, have similar experience. Like you just meet the person, you're like, okay, yeah, we're gonna be friends. You know, you just instantly vibe. Fast forward another 13 years and I'm a freshman in college. I go to this college campus and in Massachusetts, my home state. And I wasn't sure if I was going to belong at this campus because I had a lot of issues with dorm, finding a dorm, and my dorm got like taken from me. Or I don't remember like all the details. It was quite a while ago, but I remember being at student orientation and I saw this guy and he was just cool. So I was like, hey, this guy looks cool. Let me go up and talk to him. So I go up and I talk to him. It turns out we have like common interest in martial arts, that he's funny. You know, he's very like outgoing and like we have a very similar personality. And then I was like, hey, this guy and I, like we could be friends. And we've been friends to this day. That was like, so I'm like 18. That was like almost like 20 years ago. You know, and we're friends to this day. We're good friends. You know, we both have a different schedule. We both live in different time zones and states. But at this time, like we have, you know, we have love for each other. We're still friends to this day, even though so many years have gone by. Like we can like pick up a phone, talk to each other, text. And it's like time never, you know, was in between, that we just pick up right where we left off. We have that chemistry, and then a lot of it's due to like common interests and things like that. Now I go onto the ship. I'm on the USS Abraham Lincoln. I'm on the middle of a deployment and I meet this guy and, you know, I'm like kind of like figure him out and like see if we're going to be friends. And he has all the same interests as me. He's into skateboarding. He likes the same kind of bands that I do. And we have like similar tastes in movies and humor, but we don't vibe. We don't really like hit it off. And like, it's kind of like awkward to start relationship, really start conversations. And it's awkward to like, you know, sit at lunch together and just like have conversations and be in each other's presence and feel like, you know, like there's a vibe, like feel like we, like this is not something that's being forced. And it's a very interesting thing to think, like, what is that? Like, what if in those two first scenarios where I'm a child, I have very basic interests, but I meet somebody and we vibe, we have a good relationship, we have a friendship. Later on, I'm a little bit more advanced of a person. I have more complex interests. I have more complex points of views than I did when I was like, you know, 4 or 5 years old. You know, now I'm like 18, 19 years old and I'm a different person. Meet someone with the same interests, same values and things like that. And we vibe. We like, we become friends and we're friends for, we have been friends for, you know, for 20 years almost. And then I meet another guy that like, you'd think given the history of the context of like what happened in those, in all like my previous engagements with like, you know, or interactions with a potential friend. And then I'm like, we don't vibe. We don't have like that instant, like, you know, connection of and like in that chemistry of friendship. So what's the lesson learned here? I think, you know, if I'm going to go to this example of the person that I didn't really vibe with, it's just like awkward to, it was awkward to carry out a conversation. We had different communication styles. And I'm not like always like needed to be like a person that needs to like fill up the dead space of a conversation. Like sometimes having silence in a conversation is cool. Like in the presence of each other, that's fine. You don't always need to, you know, fill it up. Like I always think of like in that movie Pulp Fiction, where Uma Thurman says to John Travolta, I don't remember the characters' names, just remember the actors. What Uma Thurman says to him in the car, like that awkward silence just passed and like it was fine. Like they still didn't like lose the vibe of each other, of enjoying each other's company. And And it's, and like I said, it's really hard to quantify what that means, like enjoying each other's company, quantifying, like, what does that mean? Like, what does it mean? Like, when you have all the same interests and you maybe have, like, maybe dissimilar communication styles, but the vibe isn't there. The chemistry isn't there. And I think that we have to pay attention to that, because sometimes we in relationships, especially as we get older, and especially as we become, like, more focused on what we want, like, let's say, for example, like, I want you go into a relationship thinking, like, I want a partner. I want somebody who is going to be down for marriage. I want someone who's going to be down for a family. Someone that has the same values that I do. Someone that has the same communication style and has, like, this type of career, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you meet that person and you're like, oh, this is the person I was looking for. But you don't necessarily have that, like, connection. Communication is awkward. You go on dates and then, like, you're struggling to figure out, like, exactly, like, what to say. And you just don't feel that connection. And that can be a real thing. Now, how do we, like, equate that with, like, you know, someone who has none of those things, but you have, like, that instant, you know, connection, and you really feel like you belong together? So it can be a very difficult thing to separate the feeling that you have from a person that, you know, you have great chemistry with, and separate that and analyze, like, okay, is this the person that I really, like, want to spend the rest of my life with, versus, or, like, vice, a person that is, like, perfect in terms of, like, all the things that you're looking for, all the things that will make for a successful relationship, but you're missing that unquantifiable chemistry. How do you make up for that? Well, I don't know if you can, to tell you the truth. I do know that, like, even in a relationship with great chemistry, in the initial stages, you are going to come to certain situations in which you have uncomfortable silences and things are awkward, and you know, it's almost like rebuilding again. You get to that point, like, 2-3 years in your relationship, where you're starting to realize, like, hey, this person that I've been involved with is, like, a person that is continuously, you know, whether it be dating or marriage at that point, but they're continuously growing, they're continuously changing. And are we changing together? Are we staying together? Like, are we, is that chemistry still there? You know, and especially if you're talking about a marriage, is that sexual chemistry still there? Are we still, like, into each other? Are we still attracted to one another? All these questions I think, really important, and they're really important to think about, because that chemistry early on does change, you know. And I can speak from, like, my marriage with my wife, that we did have instant chemistry, that we did have great and meaningful conversations, and a sense of, like, of a vibe, a sense of, like, oh, this is a person that, like, I really enjoy spending time with. And that continues all the way through today. But to say that there wasn't any, like, awkward times, or there wasn't any times in which we had to, like, find things to talk about, it would be a lie, because we do. Like, we do have to make that effort. We do have to make that effort to, like, come up with things to talk about, make plans, extrapolate, think about the future, think about, like, what our schedule is going to look like for the year. Think about, like, what vacations we want to go on, our to-do list, like, you know. And hopefully, like, that vibe, that, like, that chemistry that you have in the beginning carries over into almost having, like, an endless array of things to talk about, and, like, there's just not enough time in the day. And that's what I would like to, you know, I'm happy and proud to say is a true element of my relationship, my marriage with Ruby. And it's an amazing feeling. Like, we always have things to talk about. There's always things on our minds. That's not to say that there aren't silences, but I wouldn't necessarily say that they're uncomfortable. Here and there, of course, you know, like, nothing's, you know, it's just not realistic, but that early sense of like, do I have chemistry with this person? Is it easy to talk to them? Is it easy for me to let my guard down? Is it easy for me to, and likewise for them? And do we have like that, that connection is a really important element of a successful relationship. Is it the most important? I don't know. I would say no, that probably like the elements of compatibility that we talked about like a month or two ago is more important, but that's not to dismiss the allure and the ease of chemistry and recognizing it when you have it and going with it. I will say that if you just have chemistry and you don't have those common values that and the, all those other things that your relationship that we mentioned in compatibility, that your relationship is probably doomed for either failure or significant work. Like a lot of work. Because people's values make up who they are. And the chemistry between two individuals can be changed or enhanced to a certain degree, but values, I'd say, like really don't change all that often depending on how old you are when you meet. Again, this is an unquantifiable but very important element to a successful relationship. And I would say that if you are in the dating scene and you're trying to determine, do I have chemistry with this person? Some people, I think, like over-prepare for dates. I've talked to a lot of guys like on the ship when I was back on the ship and like they're in the dating scene and they're like, oh yeah, like what types, you know, like what kind of advice would you have like going on a date? And I'd say, you know, just have a few questions in mind that you want to like ask the person. But those questions generally gear like towards value. Or values, like to who the person is. For example, I tell them like, hey, when you go on a date with this girl that you're really into, that you've been texting, you know, like, or that you think that you're into or whatnot, ask her about like what she wants to do with her life. Like what does she like to do in her spare time? Ask her like what songs like really speak to her, or like what songs, you know, are really important to her. Ask her what she was like as a child. Ask her about like her favorite movies. You know, getting to know the person about like who they really are, things that they really enjoy, things that make up like their values and their personality, you know, but don't like go too deep and then just like plan it out like a chess game, you know, because then you're kind of like forcing it. And you know, so I think that can be like really a pitfall, if you will, when you're in the dating scene and you're thinking about like, you know, itemizing it, like, oh, I need to figure out this, I need to figure out that, I need to figure out this thing, I need to figure out like where they are with finance, I need to figure out that. I would say don't stress about it too much. Have a few questions in mind, things that you really want to know about the person, and then be comfortable with the idea of letting the conversation flow. Because I like to think about this in terms of music, that a relationship between a man and a woman is a lot like creating music as in the room with other musicians. That if you have like too much of like an idea of like where am I going to go in terms of like my musical playing, I'm on the guitar and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do like, and I'm going to do like a funk riff, and then I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you know, and you itemize it. You have everything planned out in your head for like an improvisation session, which is what a date is. It's an improvisation. It's like a improvisation. It's improvising to see like, hey, you know, who is this person? Are we, you know, are we compatible? Do we have that chemistry? You know, the five C's of connection. And you have it too itemized. You have it too laid out. You have the blueprint too laid, like too far in advance. well, then you're not letting it be natural and not letting this, you know, to see like, you know, do we recover? Like, do we, like, is she going to like engage in conversation? Is she going to ask me a question that's really important that, you know, takes us to a new place that this conversation like wouldn't have gone to previously if it was just, you know, one side dictating it, if you will. So hopefully that leaves you guys with some room, some ideas, suggestions, things that you have that you would like to contribute to this conversation. Of course, you can find us on YouTube, wherever you guys find this podcast. Please share it, let other people know. And of course, we're going to be continuing on with our five C's of connection next week. So be on the lookout for that. That'll be episode 3 of 5, of course. So we love you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Engaging Walk. We'll see you guys next time, and have a good night.